This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast, a breaking edition on this Monday as LSU defensive back Kerry Vincent Jr. has opted out of the 2020 season, becoming the second LSU starter to do so following Neil Farrell's decision last week as he decided to not play the 2020 season. But for Vincent, this means his LSU career is over. He's going to go and prepare for the 2021 NFL draft and take his talents to the next level. Farrell could still certainly come back and play next year for the Tigers. But for LSU, this is a player that ended up playing in 14 games last year, 8 starts. He's been pretty much the guy at nickel for LSU for much of the last really 2 years. And now LSU is going to have an open competition at the position. And certainly Ed Ogeron has talked up a lot of different options at that position. But joining me now to break down really what this means for LSU is Sonny Shipp. And Sonny, this is something that we kind of caught wind of last week. We heard maybe there might be some second thoughts to it, but on Monday, Kerry started off the week and made his announcement that he was foregoing his final year in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it definitely seems like something happened to expedite his decision, because like you said, you know, we'd heard that he may be having some second thoughts, some thoughts of not being completely comfortable with playing this season and whatnot, but didn't think anything was that serious to the point to where, we were sitting around on Monday just waiting to see if, okay, is Kerry going to do it today or not? But, you know, when you look at it with Neil Farrell now, it shows you the depth that LSU had entering this fall camp in this season, because you had two guys who may not have started, you know, between Neil Farrell, Glenn Logan, and Tyler Shelvin. You've got three guys on the defensive line right there who could have started. So, you know, Nick Farrell wasn't guaranteed to start. He would have been a big playmaker for LSU, led him in tackles last year for all defensive linemen and stuff. And then Kerry Vincent kind of in the same boat. You had Maurice Hampton. You have Jacoby Stevens at safety. Ed Orgeron has talked up both of those guys as being starters. So in the base 4-3, Vincent may not have been on the field. And so, but now all of a sudden, when you look at Vincent and how this impacts LSU, I think it hurts him in a couple of places. One is nickel, because, you know, that's a position that Vincent has played much of his career before last year, playing a little more safety than he was used to. But now you've got that thrust Cordell Flott into that, that quote unquote starting position when they go to their nickel defense. And not a lot of experience depth after him. You have Jay Ward, you have Rodarius Jones. Neither one of them really played a ton last year, especially Jones, who redshirted. And then, at safety now, LSU, I tell you what, man, I think this is where it hurts them the most, because they are one injury away from being in a bad position, in my opinion. Because you have Hampton and you have Stevens as your two starters at safeties. You have Todd Harris, who's still not 100%, but I think he will be as close to 100% as you can get by the time September 26 rolls around. Then you have Cam Lewis, who we saw thrust into the lineup against Alabama last year when they had some injuries on the back end. And other than that, you really have Jordan Toles, a true freshman who was there in the spring for that limited spring. But after that, you don't really have much depth at all. You know, do they move a guy like Dwight McLaughlin over to safety, he's a big guy, 6'1", 180. Do they make a move like that to try to build some depth? You have to think that they're going to do something to try to shore up that depth a little bit.
Yeah, and that nickel position is certainly the one that most everybody's going to point to and say, okay, well, what next? And I think you mentioned it, and Ed Ogeron has talked him up a lot this summer too. It's Cordell Flott. He played a lot as a true freshman, and really that Alabama game, he played very well in some certain situations there for the Tigers. And I think that's where I hold the most confidence in right now is Cordell Flott's ability to step up. He kind of reminded me a little bit of Greedy Williams as a true freshman, just kind of skinny and out there, but super talented. And while Greedy didn't play as a true freshman, he redshirted. Cordell had to play. That was kind of the depth situation at the corner spot. But now that 2019 recruiting class at corner is another year older. They've got plenty of talent. Radarius Jones has the size to play on the outside. Eli Ricks, the 2025 star signee, who enrolled early, is now practicing and getting back into the mix after his shoulder surgery this spring. And so there's a lot of competition there at that corner spot opposite Derek Stingley. And now with Kerry Vincent opting out, that nickel spot is going to be a little bit more, one younger, but I do think the talent is there for them to really have a chance to have somebody like Flott break out even more as a sophomore this year. And I think I share your concern on the safety position, because when you have Stevens and you have Hampton and you don't know how Todd Harris is going to look coming back, and then you have Jordan Toles, what do they do there? I do think the depth is okay in the defensive secondary as a whole, but you're right. It's a situation where if somebody gets hurt, you're going to be hurting or at least looking for somebody who's relatively unproven to step up. And I think that's the most difficult thing about this is how does Bill Bush and Corey Raymond work things and figure out where they go to kind of maybe create a little bit more depth or a little bit more security in that secondary. But it's a big loss. It's somebody that has played a lot of football for LSU. He's an emotional guy. I think he's one of the team's leaders, especially in the secondary. I mean, everybody seems to know who Kerry Vincent Jr. is. And it's also probably, a loss on the track and field team too. I don't know what his plans are, but if he's preparing for the NFL combine and doing all that, I'm not so sure he's going to be running around getting all lean and everything for track and field. But for LSU, I think Flott is the guy that steps up. He's got the talent. He showed it in flashes last year, and he's got the experience after playing as a true freshman.
Yeah, I think Flott steps up, and I think two other guys who will benefit from I don't want to say benefit, but who will get more playing time now with Vincent out. I think it sets it up a little clearer for Eli Ricks to potentially win that starting job opposite of Derek Stingley. I just think that with Ricks, with his size, with his length, he's the way that Corey Raymond likes to draw up his corners. And I've just been hearing a lot of good things about his work during the summer. And I think it also helps with Cameron Lewis at the safety position, and not necessarily the safety position, but Bo Pelini in his first go around at LSU, he liked to play. He played a good bit of dime, and that's when you bring that sixth defensive back on the field. And I think that would have been an area that Kerry Vincent, he would have been one of those six defensive backs on the field. I don't think there's any question about that. And so now I think that Todd Harris, Cameron Lewis, that tandem right there, one of those guys is going to get more opportunities now to get on the field. And, for a guy like Cam Lewis, who's a fifth-year senior, he stuck around, didn't look to transfer or anything. I think this is a situation that where we're going to see him rise to the occasion, take advantage of the opportunity, take advantage of the option. He got the touchdown thrown against him last year at Alabama, but he did make a couple of plays when he was thrust into that lineup. And so, I think that those two guys are kind of the one-offs that you could see really kind of rise to the forefront and have be more in the spotlight now with Vincent gone.
Yeah, and the spotlight is starting to shine. Fall camp started on Monday for LSU. The players are officially, quote-unquote, back in that fall camp mode. Now, they're in walkthroughs really pretty much all week. They're not allowed to get into pads or things like that. But things are taking that next step towards the college football season. And Sonny, it's starting to feel like while we don't know if we're going to be allowed in, I don't necessarily think we are, trying to keep that bubble around the players, but I'm sure we'll get Ed Ogeron some players. They'll start doing some Zoom meetings or what have you to get this thing rolling. But it's about that time. It's starting to slowly take that step towards college football season with the SEC schedule coming out on Monday night as well.
Hey, with fall camp, that's also drone season. That's where we have to get our drones, get them flying over the practice field.
Expense
get those,
that.
Get those eyes and ears going, and go pull up a chair and sit there and look through the fence slats.
I could see Ed Ogeron sitting out on that porch of his and maybe having a shotgun to take those things down while practice is going on. But it'll be fun. It'll be an interesting fall camp, I think, without us being able to see the team. We're just going to have to rely on what we hear and of certain, you know, from sources, from Ed Ogeron or whatnot. But I think, and Shea Dixon and I were talking about this last week, I think it's going to be really, really competitive with all the position battles that LSU has going on.
Yeah, and I think you've got several position battles that if you stick to the defensive side of the ball alone, you've got both defensive end spots to where I don't think going into camp, I don't think you've got a guy that you look at and you say, okay, this is our dog at defensive end right here on either side. You know, you're going to have TK McClendon, Justin Thomas, Ali Gay, you know, Andre Anthony, BJ Ojulari, Phillip Webb. You just got a lot of guys. You got a ton of guys. Ray Parker, Desmond Lill, the list goes on and on. Got a ton of guys who hasn't really shown, you know, hasn't proven a whole lot on the college level. Some of them haven't even gotten a snap yet. So both of those positions are going to be very interesting to watch. On the second level, that battle for the third stack, second stack linebacker spot opposite of Jabril Cox, that's going to be an interesting to watch where you got Micah Baskerville, you've got Ray Thornton. You know, you don't have a lot of depth, and that's another area to where you've got some guys, but you don't have guys who have played in the SEC and at the college level and who have gone out and really gotten a ton of snaps. And so, you know, those are some areas just on the defensive side of the ball. And then, of course, you got the center position on the offensive line, the right guard position. Just a lot of good battles to, you know, that's going to shake out over these next 4 and 5 weeks leading up to that opener on the 26th.
Yeah, we'll be tracking it all on Go247. So be sure to check us out. Take advantage of the 50% off annual subscriptions deal, as well as subscribing to the Go247 podcast to keep yourself in the loop as fall camp gets underway. Subscribe, rate, review, and submit your questions too. We'll be doing a mailbag episode here on the podcast at some point this month. And there's going to be a lot to talk about as Kerry Vincent Jr. certainly opts out. And as we look ahead, we want to break down what it means for LSU, and we're going to hear from Ed Ogeron at some point about what it means, and we'll react to that on the pod as well. So keep it locked on Go247 for all the latest on LSU. For Sonny Shipp, I'm Billy Embody. Appreciate you guys stopping by on this Monday with this breaking edition of the pod, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.